The Lord has allowed me to write it and give you the same content, but not have gone through that experience. Can you imagine how even more obnoxious I would be? Could you imagine that? And now this time I look at that book cover, I look at it and go, oh gracious, he can really speak to a self-important donkey. And so every time I get encouraging feedback, or somebody gets in touch and says, that really helped me in this way or that way, I genuinely mean when I say, isn't the Lord that he invited me to be useful to him? And if I hadn't gone through that experience, I'd have just been going, awesome. And I would be the last person to realise that I was the biggest fool in the room doing that.
Casey, thank you for sharing from your own story, your own journey through the process of walking, through the process of writing the book. Praise nothing changed what God is up to in the silence. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you very much indeed.
I'm David Warren. We're talking about hope. We're leaning in when our hearts are praying within us. It's often because the Lord is ministering to us with His Spirit, through His Spirit. And having read Casey's book myself just recently, that's the effect it has. It's like a soothing balm to places that are tender and hurting. It makes the story both his own and others, and also taking us into God's Word and applying the truth of our hope in Christ. It's a beautiful ministry for the soul. And I'd love for you to experience what I did as you read, I prayed, and nothing changed. What God is up to in the silence. It's a short book. It's an easy read, but a powerful one. 865 Haven, or go online to haventoday.org. Haventoday.org. I'm David Bowles. We'll hear from back again next time. We'll be keeping it all about Jesus.
Thank you.